Well, we've got Rachi. We've got Rocky Rachkowski, the retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. And why wouldn't we be? Because now we're told the U.S. and Iran scheduled to sign a peace deal on Friday. And I'll say to you, Rocky, I wouldn't bet $10 that that's going to happen.
How about we up that to the mortgage on my house, Paul W.? Great to be on with you. And I got to tell you, the biggest development still in the Mideast today is that the fact that the United States and Iran have announced this alleged, what appears to be the framework of an alleged peace agreement. So the keywords there are appears, framework, and alleged. And we're basically declaring some type of victory over that. I don't trust a single word that comes out of Tehran.
I don't trust a single word they say either. And it's Monday. Do you know how far away Friday is in terms of dealing with the liars of Iran? And that we cannot control and never think we can control Bibi Netanyahu, who will, no matter what the president begs of him, he will always do what he feels is right for Israel. And between now and Friday, if it's right for Israel to bomb some Hezbollah in Lebanon, he's going to do that.
And Paul W., you've got it absolutely correct. What's been happening is Hezbollah, which is a proxy of Iran, is still shooting rockets across into northern Israel. And listen, if that happened to us, we would take some type of action. And President Trump has shown that we've taken action against Iran when they've launched a couple drones that were shot down against us last week. So I don't blame Bibi Netanyahu, and I don't blame the Israelis and their defense minister. Israel Katz said it the best. He said that Israel will now withdraw from the security zones in southern Lebanon. And basically, quite frankly, the Lebanese government doesn't want them to do that, Paul W. And Israel intends to continue protecting its northern borders. What's wrong with that? Now, to tie them in to this peace agreement between us and Iran, which allegedly could be a peace agreement that in the next 60 days, we're going to be deciding on what type of nuclear negotiations and the framework for a freeze on further enrichment of uranium is ridiculous. And I got to tell you, as much as I support this president and what he's done, I understand the difference between the JCPOA, and I'm kind of offended by President Obama and even Senator Slotkin saying that this is similar to the JCPOA. It's absolutely not. The JCPOA allowed Iran to have some enriched uranium and allowed them to continue what was called nuclear operations within Iran, except they required the IAEA, which is the atomic agency, the International Atomic Agency, to come in and do inspections. This is completely different from the JCPOA because the president has stated before and on again that Iran cannot obtain a nuclear weapon. There will be no enriched uranium. The problem is that we're not going to be talking about that until for the next 60 days. So I don't know what agreement we actually have.
I'm so happy to hear you say it because you are unquestionably a great American. You are unquestionably a supporter of President Trump, as I have been.
His policies, absolutely.
But here we are. And the other thing that may seem not obvious to anyone but me, but Iran obviously does not like this president. Hate would probably be the right word. Why would they give him a birthday present? Why would they say, oh, let's tell him we've got a deal on his birthday? Remember how they screwed Jimmy Carter waiting until Reagan took off to release the hostages to screw him?
Yeah, different individuals, same mindset of the IRGC. But the key here is always watch out if it's a Trojan horse. And in this situation, I believe that the president may be negotiating for peace during his presidency, but we elected him to take care of the United States into the future. And I'm afraid that the next president or the president after that will be lax on Iran again, will do what President Obama did in 2015 with the JCPOA, and we will again be faced with a nuclear Iran. We cannot afford that. We need to get rid of this administration, this regime, once and for all, and create the peace that Saudi Arabia, Israel, Jordan, and Qatar or Oman, Qatar in the UAE have been looking for.
Do this for me, because we still have Democrats that are saying, prove to us this is a better deal, that this is any way different or a better deal than what President Obama got out of Iran. Just sum that up and prove it to them so we can move on.
Real simple. The JCPOA, by the way, the title is Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. That's not an agreement. That's a comprehensive plan on action. And it allowed Iran to maintain nuclear infrastructure and allowed Iran to have enriched uranium, some portions of enriched uranium. This president has said zero to enriched uranium, and that's a red line. And we know that one thing President Trump does, nobody crosses his red line.
All righty. Good for you, Rocky. God bless you.
God bless you, Paul W.
Rocky,
let's pray for peace.
Let's pray for peace. Rocky Rajkowski, retired Lieutenant Colonel of the U.S. Army, telling it like he sees it on this peace deal that is supposed to be signed Friday. Neither one of us are putting any money down on that bet. It is 12:29 at 760 WJR.